guys, welcome back to Wine Crime and TV Time. I'm Kaylee.
And I'm Emily.
And today we have a recap of The Bachelor. And I feel like this was actually a good episode.
Yeah, I wasn't, like, too mad about it, like, the first one.
That you were mad about.
Ugh, so annoying.
Yeah, no, I actually, like, thought this was, like, a jutesy one.
I hate Kelsey. Start by saying that.
I hate Kelsey. Yeah. Did you see online they're calling it Champagne Gate?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we should start at the beginning.
Yeah, Kelsey.
That's not what happened in the beginning.
I know.
So the episode starts out with Hannah and Peter talking again, right?
Yeah, and this also frustrated me. And she's just, like, sitting there crying and being fucking annoying. And you know what? Those girls that were like, why is Hannah here? This is, like, going to fuck everything up. Like, they're right. It would fuck everything up if she stayed. And I can't believe he was like, would it be crazy if I asked you to stay? Like, yes, it would be crazy.
I just found the whole thing so, like,
staged.
Yeah, and selfish.
So selfish.
Like, it really pissed me off.
Yeah, it was so annoying.
It was also a waste of time because she doesn't stay. Spoiler alert.
Right, and they spent, like, 20 minutes, like, fucking pretending that they're, like, sneaking up on them, filming them.
Right, as if they had no idea they were there.
While they go in circles having the same conversation.
Right. So that was really annoying. And then he comes, he gets all these girls there, wastes his time with Hannah for probably over an hour, I would imagine,
mm-hmm.
and then cancels the date.
Right. Right. I do kind of feel bad for him because, like, at the one point he said, you said no to me, I never said no to you, and that's so true.
Oh, yeah, no, I felt really bad for him.
No right to be coming there and being like, I don't know if I made the right choice.
And you're the just way saying she said that, everything.
You're just saying that because of what happened with the person you did pick.
Exactly. And I feel like she was so defensive about the whole situation when, like, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. And you chose what you chose. It's not Peter's fault.
Yeah, it's not his fault that you're fucking dumb.
And I definitely didn't blame the girls who, like, walked away after he, like, gave them that, like, oh, I'm canceling the date, blah, blah, blah. I hope this is okay. And most of them were like, it's okay, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I get that you should be understanding, but I totally understand the girls that were like, no.
Because they're taking, okay. like, a decent chunk of their fucking time out to be here. Not be with their family, not work, not have their cell phone, anything, any interaction with family or friends. And you're just going to fucking bullshit with your ex-girlfriend.
Right. And also, like, they don't have, like, at this point in time, there's so many of them that they don't have much, like, one-on-one time as it is to, like, get to know him. So, like, they're fighting for time to, like, be noticed.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I felt bad for them. But also, Natasha is crazy.
Oh, 100% agree.
She's so crazy. I called that from the beginning.
We talked about that last week, yeah.
Yeah, we did. I was like, that bitch is crazy.
Yeah. My one note, it was like, you know how Peter said that he wants someone to want him as bad as he wants them?
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't he just go back to the house? Because there's a lot of girls that want him. So it's like, oh, wow.
Right. Yeah, I'm over Hannah. I hope she doesn't come back. And I'll be really mad at the end if he picks nobody and goes after her.
I don't know if he will now.
I don't know. A lot of people are speculating that that's the case. So then I think that we get to the next group date, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a redo from the night before, or does he pick new girls?
It's a redo, and also just to remember how pissed Natasha is. Because she kept saying it.
Right. Oh, yeah. She was so mad. Oh, that's what it was. It wasn't a redo. They went to the cocktail, like, dinner or whatever afterwards.
Oh, I thought it was a redo.
No, they all just, like, got dressed up and had, like, a group cocktail thing. And then there's another group date after that.
They're cutting costs.
Yeah, they are. But yeah, so Natasha's all pissed off. And who was the other girl that got a little camera time with him? I think she got the group date rose. Sydney, who I don't know her.
I also don't really know her. I don't really have an opinion. She didn't wow me. She didn't piss me off yet, so we'll see.
I just feel like I don't think she's going anywhere.
Yeah, this is probably her only rose.
Literally. Or, like, her only, like, real rose. But she, like, opened up to him or something, right?
Kind of. She had a talk with him, and she basically was like, my dad's black and my mom's white. I'm not your typical girl.
Right. Like, okay.
I know you're plenty biracial of girls that have biracial parents.
Right, that are mixed. No, literally. Like, I feel like that's not that uncommon, I guess, is the word.
Okay, so then Mykenna and Peter make out for a while.
Mm-hmm. I did notice that.
Yeah. It's my girl.
And she, I was going to say, she's your girl. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like she's a little too, like, I don't, not wild for him, but there's, like, a word I'm looking for. Like, he's not, Peter is not, like, a man's man, you know? Like, he's not manly. He's kind of, like,
a little bitch.
Yeah, he's kind of girly.
Yeah.
And I feel like she is, like, she's, like, goofy, and I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but she's just, like, very flirty. I don't know. And, like, she's fun. Like,
22. Like,
she's too fun for him.
He needs someone boring.
Literally, I feel like that's what he's, like, looking for. I mean, I do like her. Huh?
Get in the library and be boring.
Right. But I do like her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I saw that they made out, so that was nice. But I just feel like everybody's trying to, like, make out with him and kiss him to be, like, important. Like, do you notice that? Like, everybody's trying to make out with him.
Yeah. It's weird.
So him and Mykenna hang out, and who does he hang out with after that?
I have Lexi, and then he doesn't know who she is.
Right. And also, I found it was so funny that, like, he just doesn't remember anybody's, like, intros.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't remember, in the last episode, he didn't remember Victoria F's. Remember?
The dry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He didn't remember that. He doesn't know who Lexi is. She's weird, Lexi.
Yeah, and that, but it was, okay, so this is what annoyed me. So he gave her that little Matchbox car.
Right.
Right? But he did not remember what girl he needed to give that to. And the producers were like, you should give this to the girl that had the car. And he's like, sure, sure, sure. And I was like, fuck, which one had the car?
Right. I just feel like he has a really bad memory.
I just feel like he's something. He's nice to look at, that's for sure.
But I like him. He's like a nice guy.
But there's no substance. I feel like I wouldn't be able to have a conversation with him.
I agree. Like, he wouldn't be one that I'd be like, oh my god, I'm, like, obsessed with him.
And all of these girls are like, oh my god, I'm obsessed with him. And I'm like, eh.
Right. And Hannah's like, oh, I made the wrong choice. Yeah, twice. So, yeah. But I find Lexi weird.
Lexi's weird, yeah.
Kelly wasn't in this episode that much.
No. It's funny, I have that written down, too.
But that's also because she got the, like, rose for the rose ceremony.
My girl Tammy wasn't really in it either.
No, do you know who Tammy is to me? Who? She's like an Alexis.
Alexis.
From Nick's season.
I liked Alexis.
I loved Alexis, but, like, fun, a good friend, a fun time, but not the one.
Alexis got, like, pretty far, if I recall correctly. She didn't get in top five.
She may have been 10.
Yeah.
But I'm saying not, like, the girl. She's definitely, like, a friend's, like, a girl's girl. Not a girl's girl, but, like, she cares about everybody.
She's a lesbian.
She is a lesbian.
She's a girl's girl. No, I think Alexis is, engaged now.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw that. She's doing well. Raven. I know, I'm very happy about that.
I love it.
But yeah, that's who, like, this episode, Tammy really reminded me of Alexis, because she's, like, trying to, like,
fix that whole situation.
Fix everything, and, like, be a mediator, and I don't know. She's, like, a good friend.
Yeah.
But,
side note, I wonder what Corinne's up to. Probably. I unfollowed her.
Did he really?
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
I think I still follow her, but she doesn't, like, pop up in my feed often. But, anyway. So. Right.
So now we go to the Champagne Gate.
Champagne Gate. So, all the girls, not all the girls, but a group of the girls are sitting together on a couch and they're like talking, and Kelsey is talking about this champagne that she got for her birthday and how she wanted to save it for something really special, and she brought it here with her to have with Peter.
Watch, it's like a bottle of like the cheapest champagne she just got for her birthday.
Literally. So she, like, you see her go out, she sets it up, she lights these candles, as she's like, I'm a really, really big romantic, like, I'm very romantic, like, as she's, like, setting up these candles, whatever. So, right before, and also, Kelsey's, like, all upset because everybody keeps grabbing Peter before she can get to him to
buy Kenna.
Yes, she was mad at Mykenna for stealing Peter, and didn't she confront Mykenna?
She was like, you're a snake. I don't like snakes.
Uh-huh. And she was like, I'm, like, sorry. I didn't take him from anybody. Don't okay. really know what you're talking about, but okay, crazy girl. So she gets all upset, whatever. And then I think while she's getting upset with Mykenna, Hannah Ann comes and steals Peter away. Not steals, but, like, is like, oh, let's go talk. So she goes down and she sits down with Kelsey's bottle of champagne and pops it open, and Kelsey hears the whole thing happening and is, like, devastated.
You hear that woo and the pop.
Uh-huh.
Like, so.
So, like, is that my champagne? Like, she's, like, all pissed off, and she, like, storms over. Yeah, it can't be. She did.
I'm just going to go.
So she storms on over to Hannah Ann and Peter and confronts the situation. And I think Peter walks away, right?
He didn't walk away. Kelsey kind of started walking away.
That's right, because yeah. She starts walking away, and then I think Peter went after her, and that's when Tammy comes over to Hannah Ann, right? Mm-hmm. And so Tammy's like, I don't know if you knew this, but this was her, like, special bottle that she brought from home. And Hannah Ann's face killed me because she's like, like,
oops. Like, she clearly didn't know.
She didn't know. And honestly, I think that production totally set that all up. I think that they didn't tell her that it was, but I think they told her to go over there because they also had set up another bottle of champagne in a different spot. And I think that they told her or made it seem like she should go to the other one just to cause the drama. That's my take on it, because why else would they set up another champagne thing? Like,
probably, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I honestly, I don't think that she knew that it was Kelsey's, because I don't think she was there for the conversation either.
And I don't know. It's only been the second episode. I don't see Hannah Ann being, like, malicious like that. I mean, she already knows she has a one-up on all these girls.
Yeah, I mean, there's something about her, which I'll get to later, that rubs me wrong. Yeah, I think you know. That I could see her putting on this phony act of being this, like, kind, nice, innocent, like, didn't realize I did something act. However, I truly think that she had no idea that that was Kelsey's bottle from home. I don't think she would do that. But it turned into a whole ass fiasco.
Half of the girls were, like, in the bathroom with Kelsey. The other half were standing there, like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And Hannah Ann's like, I didn't know, I didn't know, I didn't know, I didn't know.
Yeah, it was just, like, so bizarre. And Kelsey won't stop crying. And I think she called Hannah Ann a snake, too.
Yeah, she called everyone a snake.
And a bitch. Like, I can't remember exactly. She called her a lot of things.
Yeah, And then Peter tries to give Kelsey another bottle of champagne, and it just...
That was my favorite part of the episode. I couldn't stop laughing. So, yeah, Peter tries to, like, appease Kelsey, which he's probably like, this bitch is crazy. I can't wait for her to go home, but have to give her a pity rose, so let's make light of the situation. And he's like, let's just go have the other bottle of champagne. And she's like, no, it's fine. And he's like, no, let's do it. And she's like, okay, fine.
That's something I would do.
She's like so passive aggressive. So he's like, I forget exactly what he said. Oh, he was like, should we just drink it out of the bottle or should we drink out of glasses? And she's like, we can drink out of the bottle. I'm not always a classy bitch. And she goes to like take a swig. And I feel like, who takes a swig of champagne? Like, you gotta know better what's gonna happen with the carbonation.
Right.
Like, it's one thing to, like, pour it up into your mouth and take a sip, but she, like, tosses her head back and the champagne just shoots up her nose.
That was great.
Have you seen, like, the slowed down version of it?
No.
Oh, my God. There's, like, a meme. It is so funny. Like, slowed down, it's even better because it just, like, goes right up in her nose.
It's amazing. I love it.
And it's just, like, so embarrassing. But yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything else to comment on that weird, like, that whole champagne gate?
Yeah, because then, you know, Kelsey or Hannah Ann tries to talk to Kelsey. And I thought that Hannah Ann was very...
mature?
Yeah, mature. She was, like, mature about it. Because if someone was coming at me and being, like, fucking irrational with me, I'd be like, okay, bitch, peace. Like, yeah. I don't have time for this. But she was like, okay, I acknowledge your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That. And Kelsey's like, you bitch, you snake, I don't like snakes, blah, 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 blah. You knew that was my champagne.
And she's like, I know, I'm telling you, I truly didn't.
She did not give a fuck.
And she's like, I forget exactly how she ended it, but she, like, ended it so well. She was like, obviously you're not gonna, like, we're not gonna see eye to eye here, so I'll let you be and you let me be and we're gonna move on.
Yeah. And she walks away and Kelsey's like, bitch, and stuff from the background. And
like, what? How immature. And yeah. How old is Kelsey?
I feel like she's older.
Me too. I feel like she's like 27.
Yeah.
Like, grow up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that whole fiasco happens. Tammy's trying to, like, mediate the situation. And then she's like, okay, I give up with Kelsey because she's just...
Pause.
And everybody started feeling that way. They were like, she's out of control.
100%.
I'm sure she was wasted.
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing that I don't necessarily like, because I just feel like, you know, they're all just sitting there waiting to talk to Peter. What else are you going to do? You're going to get bombed.
Well, and that's what production does. They, like, constantly are bringing them drinks. Like, did I ever tell you that I had a client who she knew somebody who was on The Bachelor? She wouldn't tell me who it was.
Okay.
But the girl who was on it was telling her that, like, all they do is, like, the second they see an empty glass, they keep, like, feeding you more mimosas or more champagne or more whatever, because they want you to get more drunk because they want the drama.
Yeah, it's shitty. How do you find, like, the love of your life while being wasted?
Right.
So.
I sure wouldn't. Although, maybe I did.
I feel like you kind of did.
I think I did. But
same at the age of 15, so
no, you just wish you were wasted so it would make more sense.
I still, yes.
At least I can hold on to that. I was drunk.
I can't.
But anyway, so yeah, I think that, like, champagne gate kind of comes to a close, and they have the rose ceremony right after that, or is there anything else that goes on?
No, it's right after that, and it's so dramatic because he obviously waits till the last one to give to Kelsey, which me and Dennis were watching, we did it. We were like, why would he give that to her? But I get what you're saying, like a pity rose. She'll probably be on the next rose ceremony because of what happens later on, I feel like.
I agree. I was talking to Steven about this, and I was like, she'll last maybe two more rose ceremonies because he, like, has to keep her because, well, A, I'm sure he has to keep her for the drama, and B, because he feels bad for her because she's a big crybaby. But does he give her the rose before? No, I think he has the conversation with her because Hannah Ann pulls him aside. That's after?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That conversation with Hannah Ann is after the fashion show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I take that back. But, yeah, so he waits till, like, the last person to give her the rose, which I knew it was coming, but I was just like...
We all knew, but we all didn't want it to happen anyway.
Yeah. So he eliminates Lauren, who I thought was really pretty. I mean, she didn't really, like, do much. She seemed like a nice girl.
Yeah, but, she, like you're saying, like, she didn't really do anything for me.
But she was pretty. So he eliminates Lauren Payton, was her name?
I didn't write this down, but yes, I believe so.
Lauren Payton, who I don't remember even really seeing. And she was also very boxy. Did you notice that?
Okay, he sent home Lauren Payton and Courtney.
Really, none of them did anything.
No, it was fine.
At this point, he's just like weeding irrelevant people out.
Yeah, I would too.
So now this was like only an episode of group dates, I feel like.
Yep.
So now there's another group date. Mm-hmm. And do you recall all the people that were on this group date?
I do have that.
So who was all on this date?
Alex, Mai Kenna, Deandra, Lexi, Victoria F, Kelsey, Hannah Ann, and your personal favorite, Natasha.
So, also what I found bothersome about this is he just had this group date with these other girls, or with the girls, and then had, like, a majority of them again.
Right.
And left some other girls just totally... I mean, maybe he has one-on-ones or two-on-ones with them coming up next episode, because this... Was this left at a to-be-continued type of thing, or...?
Yeah, because they didn't do a rose ceremony. Did they do a rose ceremony?
Well, they did in the beginning, which is
But weird. They didn't do another one.
Yeah. So... we'll see. But, so they go, and they're going to do a fashion show.
I would... Revolve is, like, the greatest. I was actually very jealous of this part. Of whomever won that would get to keep...
all the Revolve. Oh.
Mm-hmm. They must all be the same size, because, like, they can't have...
Right. Like, how do they figure out... I mean, I guess that they have... They can pick out your size.
Yeah.
In the collection, but
I wonder if they carry plus sizes. That's why we're not on the show.
True.
So yeah, they start putting together outfits, and then Victoria F, who I love, by the way, I think she's very cute. She has some issues with herself, I guess. She is not very confident. She
doesn't
really want to put herself out there.
Right. She's very insecure. And I found her very relatable this episode, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt for her. Because if I were on The Bachelor, I feel like I would be the insecure crybaby the whole time. However, I also don't look as beautiful as Victoria F, so...
If I looked as good as her, I'd be like, hell yeah, I got this.
Right.
If I looked like me, I'd be like, I have to go home.
But I did feel a little bad for her, because I have mixed feelings about her. Like, the first episode, I was like, okay, she is being so dramatic about, like, she was crying and stuff. But I imagine that being on this is, like, very, very emotionally exhausting.
Especially for someone that clearly has, like, some...
Yeah, like, insecurities and isn't, like, confident in themselves. It probably, like, really messes with their brain. But she put together some great outfits. They have, like, the fashion show. And
she had the trench coat, and she opened that trench coat, and she's wearing lingerie. And I was like, yes. And then she makes really out with Peter on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
which is why she didn't win, I think.
Because she made out with him?
Yeah. Because they were talking about how they, like, these girls weren't being professional enough and stuff like that. And, like, they wanted somebody who was, like...
fucking professional.
But that's what the point of the challenge was.
But they're not there for that. They're there to be bold. And that move brings me to my next thing, though. Hannah Ann was very bold. Wearing a wedding dress.
Right. Very bold wearing a wedding dress, but also, like, very clever.
I agree.
I just think, I remember Janice Dickinson saying that they were all, like, being too hoochie mama-ish and, like, going up and touching Peter, and they didn't, like, she didn't like that.
Okay, yeah, I mean.
You know what I mean?
I get that, but they, yeah, yeah.
So I feel like that's, I'm just saying that's why I think Victoria didn't win, because otherwise I think she should have won.
And then also, Hannah Ann is a model, so she's probably done this before.
Right. And she knew what she was doing with that wedding dress. She knew that would be like, oh my God, she did the damn thing. She's very pretty, Hannah Ann. But my issue with her is she knows she's very pretty. And I find her not confident. I find her, like, arrogant as opposed to confident.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, I think that she thinks she's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
That's, like, my take on her. That's not to say, I mean, I think that he is infatuated with her. I think he, like, loves her.
Also, like, fucking jealous of her. I wish I was arrogant like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
I wish I had that self-confidence.
Yeah, but there's a difference between having self-confidence and being arrogant. And I think she's arrogant.
Best.
Yes. And Victoria, like, when she walked out on the runway, like, she walked like she was confident. Like, I don't know why she's so insecure. But she felt, she looked
really good.
She did look really good. And I felt a little bad for her when, by the way, Hannah Ann wins the challenge. Right. It comes down between her and Victoria, and Hannah Ann wins, which I had a feeling she was going to win just because, I don't know, I felt like the wedding dress really, like, stuck out to them. And I felt bad for Victoria because I felt like, I felt for her because I know that they're all probably thinking, like, oh my God, Hannah Ann just is going to, like, take over the whole competition.
And that's what she said.
Yeah. And they probably all feel that way. And she's just the one who said it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it made her kind of look like a sore loser, too. Like, by, like, pouting and crying and
storming off. And this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I felt for her.
I did also. Because she did a really great job, especially if she has her little confidence issues. She did really good. So
yeah, she did. I think that she'll last probably at least till top 10, if not like 7.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it with the fashion show. I don't really remember anybody else's.
No. But then, so the rest of the date continues on and Victoria's still upset. So then Peter, like, brings her to the side and is like, I really like you. You seem really genuine. Like, don't worry about it. Just because you didn't win, I really want you to be here type thing. And she's like, and then they make out while she's crying.
Mm-hmm. And, like, she, like, didn't want to be, like, right in front of the camera, which, like, also they can still hear you and see you, but whatever.
Yeah.
But she does seem genuine to me.
I agree. I agree.
I don't think she's being phony or, like, playing a character.
No, she's not. I feel like she's there for the right reasons. I feel like she's being herself. So yeah. A lot of the other girls I don't necessarily agree with.
I agree. The majority of these girls, I think, want to be influencers. That's literally my takeaway.
Yeah, that's what you said to me the other day.
That's, like, what I think.
And that's what you end up being after you go on The Bachelor. Even if you don't fucking win, you end up being a social media influencer.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, now the girls that were on the, like, the first part of the season that have gone home, I'm sure that they have built a following to an extent. Not as much
as... They're going to build, like, an earring business. Like,
like Alexis.
But she's so funny, though, so...
I know, I do. I really like Alexis. But, like, I could totally see Tammy in Paradise. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's where she's going to thrive.
Right. But I also don't think that she necessarily wants to be an influencer because she already has a very successful business.
Oh, yeah. But I do think she'll be in Paradise.
Yes. I could see that. If she doesn't win.
She's not going to win. I've decided. No, but I could see Victoria F. Leaving on her own, to be honest. Like, I could see this being too much pressure and her winding up leaving on her own.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I could see that. I never really thought about it until just now. But yes, I could see that. Obviously an emotional person. So.
Yeah. Which I feel like this show is not the place for you if you're, like, that emotional. Like, I don't think I could ever be on it because I would just be crying all the time.
Right.
And also, it would be too... I just can't even imagine having to, like, date somebody and be happy for, like, these other girls going on dates with him, too.
They're so, like, yay!
Yeah. Like, they're all friends. It's just weird. But, anyway. So, yeah, they move on to the, like, second part of the date, which is another, like, little cocktail hour thingy or whatever it is. They're just, like, having drinks and stuff. And the whole thing happens with Victoria P. Victoria F. And then is this when the whole thing happens with mm-hmm. Kelsey again?
Well, Hannah sits down with Hannah. And then Hannah's like, I just feel like I'm being bullied. I was crying the whole night. Which I don't think she was crying the whole night at all.
I don't like when people claim, like, that they are a victim and are being bullied. That bothers me.
I also don't think that she was being bullied. I think that this girl was very upset. She's not coming after you now.
Right.
She's not saying shit to you now. She said one thing to you, a few words to you after the whole situation happened, and now you're going to pretend that you're getting bullied.
I mean, I do agree what Kelsey said to her is not okay.
No, but it's not. I wouldn't be like,
I'm being bullied. It's one thing to sit down with Peter and be like, listen, this is what Kelsey said, and I think it's, like, really ugly of her character, and I think that you should know this, and say, yeah, I'm being bullied, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't want to defend Kelsey in any way, shape, or form, but she was upset. She had, like, tunnel vision as to what she thought happened, and she...
She did, but she still, like, felt the same way. After the fact, like, even when she was talking to Peter, I feel like she still was not accepting the fact that she was just angry.
No, I agree. But she was not, like, she...
Bullying.
Right, because Hannah and her had the conversation right after this whole thing happened. And obviously Kelsey was upset, and they never had the conversation again. It's not like they kept rehashing it, because then I'd say, okay, you're being bullied.
Right.
So it was kind of ridiculous that she was like,
I'm being bullied.
Yeah.
She's going to bother me on this season. I can already tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wanted to like her. Because I do think she's going to go far.
I still like her right now, but we'll see.
Yeah. So, he pulls Kelsey aside after this. And is, like, confronting her. Because he's like, this is not okay, blah, 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 blah. And I honestly thought that Kelsey was lying when she's talking to him. She's what? Like, I didn't say anything. I didn't say that. I didn't blah, blah, blah. And like, no, but you did.
Yeah.
You did call her a bitch. You did call her a lot of things.
And also, not even that. Like, does she not realize that you're going to be on national television?
Right. Sometimes, though, I think people, like, make things up in their mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they convince themselves that something different happened.
Exactly. And I think that she is convinced that something different happened. And Peter's like, well, I gotta get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. And then the episode ends.
Yeah, it's like a to be continued type of deal, right?
Dun dun dun, yes.
So I'm sure we'll pick up on that saga.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was a good episode. It was like, jutesy, there was stuff going on.
Yeah. I agree.
But I'm over Kelsey. I think she's got to go. And who knows? Maybe once Kelsey leaves, then Hannah Ann will, like, not be on my nerves anymore.
Maybe.
But from the start, I was like, Hannah Ann's going to be, like, definitely in the final four. Like, I've always felt that way.
I still kind of feel like that, so.
Yeah.
For sure.
My final four has not changed.
I think Victoria might get pretty far.
Yeah, she's not going in my final four, though.
Yeah, I'm not saying that at all. But I think Victoria will get pretty far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still think... I think Victoria will get pretty far. I think McKenna will get pretty far. Yeah.
Tammy.
We'll see about Tammy. Madison, I still think, is, like, gonna go, like, all the way.
Well, I could see that, yeah, for sure. I don't know.
Yeah,
as of now, my opinion hasn't necessarily changed on anyone. I'm just thinking maybe that person will go further than I thought originally, so.
Who?
Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because at first, you know, he forgot that her little stupid pickup line joke, so I was like, he doesn't even fucking remember her.
I know.
But now I'm like...
And I was like, she's just going to be, like, the crybaby for a little bit. Although she could still be just the crybaby for a bit.
Yeah.
But Natasha is going to go soon, I think.
Well, hopefully.
And yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens next week, but
yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's all that happened this episode.
Yeah.
So Vanderpump, we'll talk a little bit about Vanderpump.
Okay.
Okay, so the episode kind of starts with, like, they are, Lalas and Stassi are helping Brittany get ready for her boudoir photo shoot.
I love her pronouncing it or trying to pronounce it. I love Brittany.
She's so cute. Oh. She's, like, so dumb.
She's so funny.
But yeah, I love Brittany. So yeah, they're just, like, shooting this boudoir thing. She does look really good. And they start talking about James Kennedy. Because Lala's like, yeah, I think I'm going to go record with James. And they're like, what?
I love how Which I don't know why like, she keeps... I'm not going to tell you I told you so, but...
Yeah, she is. She's like, I don't want to tell you I told you so, but you're going to be telling yourself, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just don't know why Lala keeps giving James chances. I mean, I get that, like, you practice forgiveness in AA and everything like that and blah, 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 which she's doing really well with her sobriety.
Great. But my thing is, she should be the one having to forgive him. She shouldn't, he should be asking her for forgiveness.
That's what she's saying.
But he's not asking for her forgiveness.
But that's what I think what she's saying is the point. It's like, you're supposed to forgive people that have wronged you, even if they're not asking for your forgiveness.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not going to AA ever.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so she's like talking about how she's going to go hang out with him. And she's like, you guys have never seen the good side of James, which I don't feel like there's a good side. I feel like there's a party side that can be fun.
Right. Like, I would hang out with James. Would I be friends with him? Probably not.
See, right? He would annoy the shit out of me. I would never hang out with him.
He could be a fun time in, like, a group setting, for sure. Sure.
But he's so mean.
As long as he doesn't ask me if I'm pregnant, I'm good.
Yeah, or tell me I shouldn't wear shorts or that I need to lose weight.
Yeah, because, like, I already know that shit, James.
Yeah, same. So then I think we go to Sheena, who is training the new girls.
Yeah.
Charlie and Dana.
Sheena's such a dumb bitch sometimes.
I can't stand Sheena, to be honest.
And she found it so funny that she was putting Dana and, like, making her do the fucking...
The glasses.
Polishing the glasses. And she was, like, making jokes about it. And then what Dana confronted her, and I, like, good for her.
Yeah.
And Sheena had, like, a bullshit excuse as to why she was doing it. Like,
Sheena was being a bully. In this case, yes. She was a bully.
And, like, Sheena, if you're not... into Max, why are you doing this?
Yeah,
let him live. And she kind of, like, brought up the fact that Max and who's the other guy called her boy crazy, and that has nothing to do with Dana.
Right, that just, like, pissed her off for some reason.
Yeah, it was just stupid.
I can't stand Sheena, honestly. It just, like, bothers me. And, like, she's, like, so proud of the fact that she's, like, hooked up with these people.
So proud of the fact that she's a whore.
And I think also this is when Brett, I don't know if it was this time or if it was a little bit later in the episode, but Brett says, like, yeah, like, the first night we hung out and, like, made out, she starts telling me about, or maybe this was Max, I can't remember. She starts telling me that she froze her eggs. Like,
yeah, it was Max.
I don't want to be that serious.
He was telling Dana on their date.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so... Sheena's training the girls, and she's basically being a bitch, and, like, being so nice to Charlie, which, it's just, like, classic, I don't know, like, mean girl syndrome.
Yeah.
Like, let me make this girl feel extremely welcome, and this girl feel like an outcast.
And then laugh about it with everyone else.
Yeah. And everybody was like, okay.
What the fuck?
Like, even Ariana, she, like, rolled her eyes when Sheena told her. She was like, come on.
Yeah. Well, Dana was like, am I good because Max is picking me up?
Yep. And she was like, So I think after this, they switch to Ariana, who's having drinks with Danica, who I've never heard of, who is a suspended manager at Sir.
Yeah, that was rough.
And was somebody else with them?
Yeah, someone else was with them.
Might have been Sheena.
I kind of feel like you're right.
I think it was Sheena. I think it was the three of them. And that's when Sheena starts talking about Dana and how she, I don't know, was being a bully to her. And Ariana's like rolling her eyes or whatever. But she starts to tell them that she wants to talk to Lisa. This is where we find out that Ariana stopped working at Sir, I guess, 2 months earlier. Mm-hmm. And she's been, like, bored at home and depressed. And basically she wants to go back to work, so she wants to talk to Lisa. So, yeah, so they all have this dinner, and basically Ariana is talking about how she's going to set up a dinner with Lisa. And then we flash to Max and Dana's date that they're on. And she's basically telling him about how, like, Sheena made her, like, polished glasses and stuff, right?
And then he starts telling her about the eggs and the this and the that. And she's like, what the fuck? And she's right, though, because Sheena's, what, almost 30 years old?
Yes.
He's 22, 23?
No. I think he's older than that. I think he's 27. I mean, yeah, he's 27. He's not that young. So, and that was actually one thing that, like, irritated me a little bit, that Dana said. She was like, yeah, and Sheena is like trying to get this 27-year-old boy and blah 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 blah. And I'm like, no, 27 is not a boy.
I get what she's saying, because like Sheena's been married, Sheena's been this, Sheena's been that, and she, you know, she's mid-30s and trying to figure out, well, I'm not settled down. So you're telling this younger person who's clearly not ready to settle down, because he's not only sleeping with you, he's sleeping with everyone else.
Right, which is fine, but 27 is not a boy. It's time to grow up at 27.
Dennis is a 27-year-old boy, so.
I just feel like all the people on this show, like, it's like none of them can grow up.
No.
And I don't mean, like, none of them, but, like, they're just all living in this, like, they all think that they're still 22, you know?
At least they all just bought houses. They're kind of growing up.
True. We'll see. And, like, they're getting married, I guess, so that's nice.
Yeah.
So they go to their date, and they're talking about that, and how Max is like, don't worry about Sheena. She's just friggin' crazy, basically. And, yeah. So then after that, I think it goes to Kristen's apartment. Did you see this part?
No.
So Kristen is moving out of her apartment into a house that she bought, which her house is really cute.
Yes.
And Katie's over there helping her. They've, like, squashed their beef. Like, Katie's like, I'm sorry for yelling at you at my party. And Kristen's like, no, it's okay. And it's like, no, she shouldn't even be the one apologizing. Kristen is the one that puts everybody in a shitty position. So Carter's helping her move, and he's at the house, and he calls Kristen, and of course it's put on speakerphone because they're filming, and he's like, yeah, blah, 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 talking about the doors. He's like, and we decided that blah, 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 him and, like, the contractor, I guess. And Kristen's like, no, Carter, I need to be a part of this decision, which you damn sure know that if Jax was there too, because Jax is uncomfortable now, because I guess Jax and Brittany feel like Carter shouldn't be going on their joint bachelor and bachelorette party because him and Kristen aren't together. So,
which is valid.
Yeah, why should he be there? So now Jax is like, well, you need to tell him, basically saying to Kristen. She's like, I'm not going to be the one to tell him. And he's like, okay, then I guess I'm going to be the one to tell him. So that's why Jax went over there. Which I don't feel like Jax should have even had to do. Kristen should have had to do that. She's the one that put them in that position. Mm-hmm. So, she says, like, the whole thing about, like, I need to be involved in these decisions, yada, yada, yada. And I just feel like if Katie and Jax weren't there listening in, she wouldn't have even said something like that.
She would be like, okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'll suck your dick and pay your bills later. Okay.
Exactly. And that's, like, what Katie and Jax are saying to her. They're like, well, Katie kind of didn't say anything because I think at this point she's just like, you know what, I'm done speaking about it because it doesn't bring anything.
Causes more problems.
Yeah. So Katie's just, like, kind of, like, making faces, like, all uncomfortable. And Jax is the one that's like, you know, this is a little ridiculous that he's, like, mooching off of you and you're paying all his bills. And he's like, is he moving into this house with you? And she's like, no, he wants me to change my mind, but he's not moving in. And he's like, yeah, but how long until you do change your mind? And he does move in.
Right.
And of course, Kristen gets all defensive in her, like, little side interview. And she's like, who does Jax think he is giving any kind of, like, advice? Blah, 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 blah. This and the other thing. Whatever. Or relationship advice. And it's like, yeah, I kind of get what you're saying, but you're just pissed off because you have the shittiest relationship. And Jax is actually trying to be a friend to you right now and help you.
Uh-huh.
So she, I'm sure that Carter lives with her in that house. But whatever. But yeah, so Carter gets back to the house and Jax pulls him aside and basically tells him that he can't go to Miami because it's just like uncomfortable and this and the other thing. And Carter takes it pretty well, but Jax is also like, you know, you need to like give her space and let her be because she can't make a decision of not being with you if you're constantly here all the time. And yeah. He's like, he literally says, oh, no, I'm, like, using it to my advantage because if I'm here all the time, then she'll want to be with me. Like, he basically says that he's manipulating her.
Yeah. I've never liked him.
No, he's a scumbag.
Yeah.
I can't stand him. So that was all the Carter-Kristen drama. But then after this, there's some sort of, I think, event at Sir going on. And Ariana has a little meeting with Lisa because Ariana wants to come back to work maybe like 2 days a week, two brunches a week. And she wants to tell Lisa this. But when they sit down, she's kind of just like, you know, why am I going to give you another chance after like all the terrible things that you've said about me? Because remember last season, she kind of was like pissed off about the way Lisa was treating Tom and this and the other thing or whatever. And I get Ariana's point. Her point was like, you know, I felt like you were putting Tom in a really shitty situation and you were like using him and he wasn't getting like anything in return. And Lisa's right. Like, well, I named a restaurant after him and basically gave it to him. So,
yeah.
But I get both sides. But Lisa's like, okay, let me think about it. And then pretty much is like, but how are you? And Ariana tells her that, you know, she's just like really, really depressed right now. She said she thought that like once all these like good things started happening, like she would feel like really happy and it would give her purpose. But she just kind of feels like the same person. Like she has this cocktail book coming out and like she's not like even that excited about it. And they have the restaurant and they bought a house and she's like, I'm making all these steps and I just still feel like I have no purpose. So that's kind of what Ariana was saying. I don't know if this is a segue into her finally deciding she's going to have kids.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But I don't know. I don't think she will.
No. And that always pisses me off about her, the way she kind of like puts Tom and his needs and wants down because of her.
Yeah, but at the same time, he knew that going in. And you can tell that that's stuff that he still wants. Yeah, and that's...
You could say when you're... How long have they been together? Like 10 years? I don't know. 10 years ago when they're early 20s, say you don't want kids.
Doesn't mean anything, right?
Right.
Which I get, but she has made this very clear for a long time and said, if that doesn't work for you, then...
There's the door.
Yeah, move on. And he claims it does, but it clearly doesn't. And this is going to be a point of contention for a long time.
Yeah.
And I don't think that you should, I don't think he should force her into that because she'll resent him. And if you don't want kids, then you shouldn't have kids.
It's not even that she doesn't want to have kids. She just doesn't want to be pregnant.
Right.
Which is so strange.
So weird.
But
I don't know. I can understanding like, or I can understand, like, you know, not wanting kids because of, like, the finance and how much it's going to cost to raise kids and stuff. But they don't have that issue.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, to each their own, she clearly has some issues, like, mentally when it comes to her family, I think.
Yeah.
And she lost her dad pretty young and I don't know. I think that she just doesn't want to get attached to anything. I think that's why she doesn't want kids. Because she's afraid. And I'm sure Tom thinks that too. And that's why he thinks maybe she'll change her mind.
Yeah.
But that was pretty much it for this episode. Not much really happened there.
Well, Lala and what's his face did some recording.
True. I forgot about that. Lala and James did do some recording. And she actually sounded good.
Yeah.
I thought she sounded good. And they kind of, like, squash their beef, and she tells him that he has to, like, stop calling people names.
Valid.
Which I'll believe when I see. And based on the, like, this season on Vanderpump Rules, he, like, gets nasty with Raquel.
They're still together, though, so.
Are they? I saw her post something yesterday. I didn't know if they were still together. But I'm just curious.
She's so stupid.
I know.
Stupid.
Raquel. So sad. But, yeah, I think that that's all we really have for this week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
We will be back on Monday. By the way, sorry that this episode's going up late.
I'm sorry that I am dying.
Yeah, she's dying. She'll probably be dying in Monday's episode, too.
So sorry.
So, yeah, we will be back on Monday with a new true crime episode. We're going to be covering the murder of Julie Kibuishi, which is a wild, twisty, turny one. So,
wild ride. Buckle up.
Wild ride.
Keep all your hands and feet inside the moving vehicle.
And we will be back on Friday with another TV Time episode covering The Bachelor and some Vanderpump Rules.
I promise I'll watch it this week.
Good. And we're going to try really, really hard to be on schedule this week.
No, we definitely will. This week was a little rough for both of us.
Yeah, we had a rough week, so. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Bye. Bye.